Do you know that certain peptides can benefit those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's? If you want to learn more about how peptides can help with thyroid autoimmunity and other chronic conditions, then you'll want to check out the brand new Peptide Summit hosted by Dr. Jenny Flagar. In fact, peptides play a huge role in helping Dr. Jenny overcome her Hashimoto's condition. To register for the free Peptide Summit, visit saymythyroid.com/peptides.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric, and in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, should those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's consider taking low-dose naltrexone? So I get a lot of questions about low-dose naltrexone, also known as LDN, so I wanted to do an updated episode and discuss when I think LDN might be necessary to take for those with Graves' and Hashimoto's. So naltrexone is an FDA-approved medication, although it was approved to help with heroin and opium addicts by blocking opioid receptors. But in 1985, Dr. Bernard Bahari experimented with lower doses of naltrexone and realized that it can modulate the immune system. And then soon thereafter, it was found that LDN can benefit many people with different types of autoimmune conditions, although it could also help with certain types of cancers as well as other chronic health conditions. And dosage-wise, things have changed over the years, as people still usually start out with a low dose, hence the name low-dose naltrexone, like 0.5 milligrams per day, and then gradually increase to 4.5 to, let's say, 5 milligrams. But then over the last few years, more and more practitioners have used a little bit of a higher dose, not like real high dose, like 50 milligrams, but 10 milligrams, 15 milligrams, which still considered to be on the lower side, and they've had good results with that. I interviewed Dr. Neil Paulvin on the podcast, and he was one that I forgot what dosage he goes up to, and maybe that's changed, and it's been a while since I interviewed him. But again, not everybody stops at 4.5 or 5 milligrams these days. So before answering the question, should those with Graves and Hashimoto's consider taking LDN, I think it would be good to discuss both the benefits and risks of LDN. So let's start with a few of the benefits. So one benefit is that it can modulate the immune system. And again, Graves and Hashimoto's are immune system conditions. So it could calm down the immune system and some cases lower antibodies. And so that's very exciting when someone's taking LDN, they see those types of changes. And then another benefit is that side effects are minor when compared to other medications, especially those who have hyperthyroidism and taking antithyroid medications such as methimazole or PTU. Side effects very common with those. Those who are taking thyroid hormone replacement, like those with Hashimoto's, that typically there's not, I mean, there could be side effects with any medication, but again, those are also on the lower side of side effects. It's really more so with hyperthyroidism. Now with LDN, one of the more common side effects, problems with sleep, sleep disturbances. Again, not everybody has that, but it is something that some people do have. And then another benefit is because it's modulating the immune system, you might require a lower dose of thyroid medication. So those with Hashimoto's taking thyroid hormone replacement, or those with Graves' disease taking antithyroid medication such as methimazole, you might be able to lower it, of course, under the guidance of your prescribing doctor, the prescribing medical doctor. You also want to be aware that it could do that. So if you're taking any type of thyroid medication and you then add LDN, you want to make sure to pay close attention to your symptoms. So if you have Hashimoto's and you take LDN and you're also on thyroid hormone replacement, and if it modulates the immune system, you might start feeling more hyper. And the reverse issue with hyperthyroidism, with Graves' disease, if you have Graves' disease and you're taking methimazole, let's say, and then you take LDN, it might make you more hypo. I mean, the methimazole might make you more hypo too, but by modulating the immune system and the immune system no longer or not attacking the TSH receptors as vigorously at least. And so again, you might not need as high of a dose of methimazole. And then another benefit is that in most cases, at least in the United States, it's pretty easy to get a prescription either from a local doctor or if not, you could go online. There's ldndirect.com, ldndoctor.com is another one. For those who live overseas, those who are international, ldnscience.org is where you could do a search for someone local who prescribes LDN. So those are some pretty good benefits. And when listening to that, you might be gung-ho and be like, oh yes, I want to take LDN. And let's first talk about some of the risks before you make that decision. So one of the risks is that obviously low-dose naltrexone is not doing anything for the underlying cause of the condition. So some people don't care. They're taking LDN and that's all they're doing. They'll just take LDN and if it works, it modulates the immune system. That's all they do and they don't do anything natural. Don't do anything to address the cause of the problem. But for those who are looking to address the cause of the problem, you need to keep that in mind. Another risk is that LDN doesn't work in everyone. So it is kind of hit or miss in both those with Graves and Hashimoto's. And so this could be a real big issue in those with hyperthyroidism, those with Graves, because you really want to lower those thyroid hormone levels quickly. And LDN doesn't always work, but even when it works, it doesn't usually work quickly. If I was an endocrinologist prescribing these medications, I would not prescribe LDN initially. Now, again, when I dealt with Graves, I didn't take the antithyroid medication. I took Bugleweed. Some people need to take antithyroid medication. I guess my point is I'm not telling people to take or not to take the medication, but when it comes to LDN, I think in those with Graves, it shouldn't be a first line of treatments. Now, with Hashimoto's, we can make the argument that maybe it should be something that people with Hashimoto's should take more so than Graves. Again, I'll talk about that shortly, but let's go through at least one other risk, which is if you're following a natural treatment approach, it can be challenging to know if the natural treatment approach is working or if you're taking LDN, is it because you're taking LDN? So let's say you're following a natural treatment approach, doing things to find, remove triggers, heal the gut, correct underlying imbalances, and you're also taking LDN, and then your symptoms are improving, your thyroid hormones and TSH, they're improving, the antibodies are decreasing. So you won't know 100% if it's due to the natural approach or the LDN until you stop taking the LDN if you choose to do that in the future or choose to do it under the guidance of the prescribing doctor. So that is a big issue. And that's a big reason I don't recommend LDN to really most people initially. Like to me, it's like one of those things, let's try to address the cause of the problem, see how someone is progressing. And then maybe later on, if they're not improving, and even then, we still want to find remove triggers. So it's still a bit of a catch-22. But anyway, that kind of answers my question, at least my response, as far as should those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's consider taking LDN? Well, I will say in some cases, maybe you want to consider it, but it's not something I recommend initially, especially those with Graves. I would say those with Graves, there's a time and place for it, but then also it doesn't always work. But if someone is unable to tolerate the medication and let's say the herbs like Bugleweed or taking higher doses of L-carnitine, if that's not effective, then in that case, giving LDN a try might be a good idea. Now, with Hashimoto's, it might be a little bit more challenging to make the decision. And one can maybe argue that maybe everybody would Hashimoto should take LDN, low-dose naltrexone. And reason I bring that up is because with Graves, the immune system isn't damaging the thyroid hormone receptors. It's just stimulating the TSH receptors, and that's why you get the hyperthyroidism. With Hashimoto's, you are getting damage to the thyroid gland. So taking LDN can help to modulate that immune system and essentially slow down the progression of the destruction of the thyroid gland. Again, that doesn't mean I recommend for everybody with Hashimoto's to take it because, again, you still want to address the cause of the problem. It doesn't always work. It takes time to work. And then it could be a challenge to know if the natural treatment approach is working. I'm just saying there is an argument to make that people with Hashimoto's could take that initially, try to slow down the progression and worry about what's working later on. I should also mention if someone has Graves and they have thyroid eye disease and it's moderate to severe thyroid eye disease, again, in that case, they might want to consider low-dose naltrexone. I still would want to do things to address the cause of the problem and maybe give them a few months at least just to see if the natural treatments are helping because there are natural agents that could help modulate the immune system as well, the things that reduce inflammation, that reduce oxidative stress. So that's typically the approach I do. I mean, LDN side effects are minimal, but it's still a medication. Nobody has a low-dose naltrexone deficiency, an LDN deficiency. So again, not to say there's not a time and place for it, that there aren't times when I'll recommend it, but I'm just not as quick as many other doctors who there are doctors who pretty much recommend LDN to all of their autoimmune patients. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. That's just their approach, and that's not my approach. So that is my answer to the question, should those with Graves and Hashimoto's consider taking low-dose naltrexone? I think initially, in my opinion. I don't think everybody should consider taking that. There is a time and place for taking it. And I kind of went over the benefits, the risk, and spoke a little bit more about it. So ultimately, it's your decision. And hopefully, I gave you some information so you can make an informed decision. I mean, if someone is working with me and prior to working with me, they started LDN and they're taking it, I'm not going to tell them to stop taking it. But eventually, we want to get to the point where they don't need the LDN, and sometimes it could be difficult to know when that is, when the natural treatments are kicking in and working, or if it's just the low dose naltrexone. So that is one of the concerns. I mentioned a few others, but as usual, I hope you found this episode to be super valuable and look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.